This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Native Americans are, generally speaking, in far worse health than the rest of the country. They face lower life expectancy and far greater prevalence of diseases. And that extends to dental care, too. Preschoolers in Native communities have four times more cavities than white kids do. And since a lot of dentists don't take Medicaid, it can be incredibly difficult to get care to where it's needed. One solution a lot of tribes are trying is hiring a new type of dental practitioner called a dental therapist. They do simple procedures like cleanings and fillings and extractions. But dentistry is a business with only so many customers to go around. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from our help desk at WHYY.
Colorado-based dentist Terry Batliner has seen what poor dental health and a lack of access to care does to Native American kids.
Now, what this really looks like is a three-year-old with all of their teeth decayed down to the gum line. You just see roots sitting in the gums.
Among Native American adults, 68% have untreated tooth decay. That compares to 26% of all U.S. adults. In Alaska, tribes think they've got a fix. For the past decade, they've hired and trained more than 30 dental therapists.
We're going to try to get every single tribe in the nation that has dental programs to employ this strategy.
That's the National Congress of American Indians president, Brian Cladisby. Intertribal organizations representing some 105 tribes and pueblos have passed resolutions supporting dental therapy. As that momentum builds, so is the opposition from the American Dental Association. The ADA and their local dental societies have fought legislation in 12 states.
We're fighting for what's best for the public.
Dr. Jonathan Schenken, a spokesman for the ADA, says bringing in dental therapists doesn't get to the root of the problem.
It's not reducing the overall burden of disease in these populations. The question is, what more can be done?
Schenken says sugary food consumption as well as poor oral health habits are to blame. A new dental therapy pilot project just underway in Oregon should help build evidence whether this novel approach can help. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.